Good morning, everybody. Last week, we started the discussion of Birchos HaShachar. We talked about Moda Ani, a little bit about Netilas Yadayim. We'll move on today to the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. Bracha of Asher Yatzar is a fascinating, beautiful, inspiring Bracha that is worth spending our time during the day to make sure we say it, we understand it, and we appreciate it. And just to give today an introduction to Asher Yatzar, from Rabbeinu Bachya, who writes, not the one we might be familiar with from the Chumash, Rabbeinu Bachya wrote the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, and he writes the following mashal. He says, imagine there is a man, a wealthy, very, very sweet, caring, a Leiv Tov, and he hears about this child who's been abandoned by his parents. So this person goes ahead, and he takes his child in as his own, and he raises him, and he does everything that a father and a parent would do for their child. And he supports him, and he sends him to school, and he buys him what he needs, and eventually this child grows up, he gets married, he has his own children, but now that he's out of the house, and this father now is an empty nester, he sees an ad in the newspaper, and the ad is talking about a man who the local government has imprisoned because he wasn't able to pay his bills. And he's away from his family, and he can't do anything, and he will stay in prison until someone can pay for all of his, whatever he owes. So this man goes ahead, and he says, what good is all my money here? I'm going to go ahead. I'm not supporting any children anymore. And he goes in, and he frees this man from prison, pays all of his bills. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, which one of these two people, the child who was taken in by this man, raised and supported, or the person freed from prison, who has more thanks? Who is appreciative more of this man, the child or the person freed from prison? And it is obvious. Because a child, even though all of this great was done for him, of course we know, takes it, so to speak, for granted. And yet this man, freed from prison, is in many ways more appreciative of the gifts that this man has provided. The Bracha of Asher Yatzar, and we'll go through over the next day or so, just some of the words and the language in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. But the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, and it's not a cliche, is that we sometimes do take for granted what we have in our lives. And the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, even in non-corona world, the Bracha of Asher Yatzar is meant every day to allow us to see the beauty, the chachma, as we say, of what Hashem has given us. Asher Yatzar as Adam Chachma, if one thing would have gone wrong, our bodies would cease to exist. And it's not just about our health, but it's about our lives. Davening, tefillah, is a chance for us to understand our relationship with God. What better way for us to understand that relationship than to slow down and to say, wow, look at what I have. Even within sometimes the not so good, we appreciate the good in what we have. And while that's a cliche thing to say in the world, it's built into the text of our davening. And that's the bracha of Asher Yatzar. To not just be the child who takes for granted, but to be the man who is freed and can really thank with a full heart, a lev shalem, what God provides for us on a daily scale. Everybody should have a wonderful day.